From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. Maine's Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case about property rights and beach access. Richard Tappan is suing his longtime neighbor, Clark Hill. Both own beachfront cottages in a subdivision at Popham Beach in Phippsburg. Tappan recently purchased an additional parcel that cut in front of Hill's cottage and accused him of trespassing. A lower court found that an implied easement gives Hill the right to use the beach. His attorney, Benjamin Ford, today urged the law court to uphold that finding.
This is called the Popham Beach Estates. It is definitely shown that access to this beach was critical as part of the plan.
The attorney representing the Tappans disagrees that there's an implied easement that grants beach access. In Maine, private property rights extend to the low tide line. Public access is only for fishing, fowling, and navigation. A family in Calais is suing the city over an ordinance they say bars them from keeping a chicken coop in their yard. Michael Livingston has more.
Paul and Kimmy Wynn Oliver live with their three kids in a single-story home on about a quarter acre of land, where they keep a flock of 19 hens they use for eggs and meat. Last year, Calais passed an ordinance on domestic livestock that restricts what chicken coops are built out of, where they're positioned, and the number of chickens a household can own. The Olivers say it's effectively a ban on keeping chickens and violates the Right to Food Amendment of the Maine Constitution that was ratified in 2021. Nick DiBenedetto is an attorney with the Institute for Justice who represents the Olivers.
Right to food has yet to be well defined in Maine. To date, the law court has only heard one case that raised a claim under the right to food. And as a result, we are still waiting on a clear standard, which we hope to help the court construct.
The Olivers are seeking an injunction that prevents Calais from enforcing its livestock ordinance. The city manager of Calais said the city would not comment on the pending litigation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Michael Livingston.
Bangor City Council Chair Kara Pelletier has resigned, citing what she calls personal attacks that have significantly impacted her family's well-being. Councilor Dan Tremble says Pelletier has done a great job as chair, ensuring everyone's voices are heard at council meetings.
So she's been a very fair mayor, but she's had relentless attacks from some malcontents in the community that come to the meeting, and it's their hobby to attack her.
Pelletier was elected in 2022, and her resignation comes just a few months before her term was set to expire in November. A spokesperson for Bangor says the city plans to hold a special meeting to name a new council chair. Maine Community College System faculty and staff are expressing concerns about a new software system that they say has created problems with class registration, financial aid letters, and accessing transcripts. Katrina Ray Solis, field representative for the adjunct union, says the assertion that these issues are just part of breaking in the system is not the case.
The usual growing pains can be expected, but the length of time this has taken makes this no longer usual growing pain.
Ray Solis says the workers don't know what the solution is, but that many have said they would simply prefer the old system over this one. Community College System President David Daigler says the system implementation involves integrating 10 years of data from 7 different college databases into a single system. Daigler admits the process has been challenging, but he believes the problems will be fixed. A controversial proposal to build a new music venue in downtown Portland is effectively on hold for the next 6 months after the planning board declined a last-minute request to reconsider. The music hall developers, which include concert promotion giant Live Nation, asked the board yesterday to reconsider the application for the project, but the board declined, citing the 6-month moratorium enacted by the city council, which goes into effect today. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling tomorrow at 11, Oral histories offer firsthand accounts of historical events, family experiences, and other moments in time that would otherwise be lost. Several projects in Maine seek to capture the voices of people from all walks of life, sharing stories that document how periods in the state's history affected individuals and families. That's Maine Calling, tomorrow at 11. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.